WNST, Towson Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We are positively into the football season, into the crab cake season. The Maryland Crab Cake Tour, presented by the Maryland Lottery, Let Yourself Play, is moving about into different places. And the big thing this past week has been Restaurant Week in Maryland. The Restaurant Association of Maryland, you've heard Marshall Weston come on. We talked about going to the eastern part of the state and the western part of the state and all over the state. But local folks are involved with this. It's such a pleasure to have people that are connected to other people that are connected to other people. Anyone that has known me knows of my love for Scunny McCusker, my dear friend down on the square in Canton. We lost him almost a decade ago. I give my finger out for anybody that that ever listened to Journey late night and had a proper chicken taco down at Nacho Mama's and maybe even like a hubcap full of something or another. Jen Fidelli runs things at Nacho Mama's now in the honor of my friend. I hope you're not paddling to Ocean City in a canoe or doing anything crazy. I've known Jen through the sports space. She's got some helmets behind her because, and I don't like that helmet over your left shoulder. You just put that there to remind us how great we do have it here in Baltimore, right? At Nacho Mama's.
Absolutely.
Well, welcome on. I tell you what, I've been eating at Nacho's from the beginning. Give me your Nacho story, because everybody walked into Nacho Mama's for the first time. Even though you run the joint now, I'm sure the first time you went there involved chips and margaritas, right?
Oh, 100%. Yeah, I have some great Nacho's and Mama's on the Half Shell stories. I'll never forget when I first went in there. I think I was leaving work. And I've you know, been in the hospitality industry for 20 plus years now. And, you know, everybody gets cut and it's like, ah, crap, I really need a drink. And so, you know, you're picking your local watering hole. And I got introduced to a hubcap and I never looked back.
Now, this was in Canton, right?
This was in Canton, correct. Okay. This was way before Towson ever existed. So this was the OG in Canton.
So was Scunny behind the bar?
I don't think so. I actually never had the pleasure of meeting Scunny, which is super disappointing because I hear the most amazing stories about him.
What do you want to know?
I feel like at this point in time, I've heard it all. I have heard it all.
Well, the Bob Irsay in the coffin, that's my Bob Irsay. That was originally Mike Resigliano's Bob Irsay. That the original Bob Irsay got punched in the mouth down at Schaefer's on Calvert Street. And Resig had to always do, like, redo it, you know, get the paper mache out, remake the face and do all that. So he finally gave it to me in a coffin and I presented, Scunny wanted to put it in the bar back in the night when we got the team back. I think that's been up there since like 96 or 97. When we got the team back, I delivered it in a coffin. He put it up in the corner and it's been there forever. The night that my wife and I got engaged, I proposed to my wife on Federal Hill, first week of April, 2003. And I proposed, it was cold night. The Red Sox were playing the Orioles. She's a Red Sox fan. She thought she was. And we were going to go to the game. It was too cold to go to the game. I'm like, you know, let's go watch the game at Nacho Mama's and we'll get a natty bow. So, and Scunny was there that night, actually. So the first thing we did, we didn't tell anybody in the world, didn't tell her parents, my kid. We went to Nacho Mama's and had a beer and we told people in the bar. So Scunny might have been like one of the first two or three people to even know I was engaged. So I got long, long history with you. So when I had Marshall on last week from the Restaurant Association of Maryland, and I went through all the names of places, and Amici's, my dear friends at Amici's, they're an A. So like Applebee's, they're on the front page. So I was paging through this and I'm like, Nacho Mama's, it makes all the sense in the world. I mean, so many places in the city were involved in Restaurant Week here locally, and then the county, and you're involved in that. Don Moeller and Johnny O were always on. Nancy Haffer coming on telling me about all that. But for the state and being a part of this, trying to get restaurants back up and running, and I had Jackie on last year, and we told some Scunny stories. But more than that, it was sad tales last year as we're curbsiding, trying to keep businesses together. And I know you're very, very familiar with that, and we've told that tale. So many of these businesses are out now have really survived a hell of a storm.
Yeah, no, that's it's been a really tough 18 months for, you know, the world and restaurants, and you know, it's just been really difficult having to be, you know, changing things and just where I'm grateful is that I work with a team that's super creative and we're always trying to be ahead of the curve. And, you know, Maryland's a great state and we appreciate associations like the Maryland Restaurant Association, and they're doing Restaurant Week and they're helping us promo, and there was no fee for restaurants this year. So, you know, they're helping us with some PR and helping.
I didn't
us
know that. See, you just gave me a little inside. There was no fee. That's, you know, that's a big
that's
thing.
Huge.
I mean,
yeah.
That means they're there to help you. Listen, I had Marshall on and there's no question. People can be associated with different things or say, oh, they're hurting over there. We get it. Everyone was associated to somebody in a restaurant or went out to eat, and the place that they wanted to eat wasn't open or was half staffed, or the owner's crying behind the bar saying, how am I going to keep people together? I mean, I've had all of that play out in real time. They took sports away from me last year, Jen. And I know they took it away from your family as well. You're involved in sports business. I mean, they took sports away and I turned my conversation to people like Jackie. And I think I had 500 restaurant owners on during the 6 months last year when we're trying to curbside and open drive through and figure out how we can stay open in all these places. And I think everyone has an association with a restaurant. Everyone's either worked in one or known someone that works in one or is related to someone, that I think everyone felt that and still feels it when you go out to eat right now. Because in our culture, we go out to eat.
Yeah, I mean, for many, many years, I've always, no matter what the highs and lows are in the world, the hospitality industry is something that is never going to go away. People are always going to want to go out to eat, no matter how down and out you are, no matter what's going on in your life. That's a reprieve for people. That's a way for people to go and let loose. And so it's an industry that, you know, has suffered tremendously in the last 18 months, but it's something that, you know, we're going to persevere and, you know, that industry is never going to die.
I remember when a girlfriend broke up with me back in the 90s, I had to go get a hubcap with Scunny. You know, had some chips and some. I always loved the salsa at Nacho. It was never spicy, but I liked it that way. Jen Fidelli is here. You are the general manager of the Nacho. So there's still three locations, right? There's Nacho's Canton, there's Nacho's Towson, and then there's the half shell. Mama's on the half. And I remember when Scunny was taking me around the building. Because, you know, Amici's was in the space next to them 25 years ago. I'm family with them. They became close. And then, of course, Looney's and Clotta and all the places down on the square that became my haunt because I'm a Dundalk guy. And this is going back to the 90s when I was Nasty Nestor and my hair was long the first time. And I remember Scunny said, hey, I'm going to get this place on a corner. We're going to do crab cakes. We're going to do oysters. It's going to be like a seafood place. And he took me around. I remember him taking me into the bar when it was wrecked. And he was showing me, this is going to be the oyster, but this is going to be where we're going to do seafood and shrimp. And we're going to have a crab cake. And we're going to do upstairs. And my mom loved Nachos. Mama's on the half. My mom would go there on Mother's Day for brunch. So we have an association, but I've done this crab cake tour and I'm assuming this is Scunny's recipe on the crab cake. I mean, we can talk more about this when I do the tour in your place, but the crab cake tour is taking me everywhere to tell stories about crab cakes.
This is true. We are going on our 18th year in November. So the 18th anniversary of Mama's on the
Mama's.
That's correct. Yeah.
Mama's is going to become an adult.
I know. It might actually be 19 years. It might be. It's either 18 or 19.
2 years away. Mama can drink.
I know. Legal. Mama will be legal.
Mama's been drunk before.
Hey, I'm a Pasadena girl. So, you know, I'm a Maryland girl. Yeah, we were definitely, having fun.
Got to do something about that Washington football team helmet. I'm not even allowed to say the word of the logo on that thing. We got to get your Ravens helmet behind you.
This is true.
Dude, we got to get some purple in your life. It's like Purple Friday around here as well. For recipes, and when I talked to Jackie, some things were on the menu, off the menu. Things were really, really weird last year. Supply chains, all of that. Obviously, what's happened with crab pricing. You guys are still doing a crab cake, right?
We are. So we actually did take them off the menu for a few weeks. We took them off right on 4th of July weekend.
Because it was $64 a pound for crab.
Prices were crazy. I mean, the amount that we would have had to have charged for a crab cake sandwich or entree, I could not have slept at night knowing that that's the menu price that I had. You know, it wasn't right. And so we took them off for a few weeks. And then when prices came back down, we brought them back.
Well, it's not just like whether it's right or wrong or whether you want it or you want to say it's a $32 crab cake or whatever the thing that would be maybe offensive if they didn't understand. And even if they understand, then they would say, well, I'll just have the chicken sandwich for $12. You know what I mean? Or whatever the other thing would be. People just won't pay it, right?
Right.
It's like, I like the Rolling Stones. At $1,000, I'm not going. You know, at $100, I'll go, you know?
Yeah.
So I understand that, but I did the crab cake tour all summer long. And I sat with nothing but restaurateurs, hearing stories, putting it all together. And I guess this brings it back to the Restaurant Association and what you're trying to do with pricing and getting people in and having people feel like, even in a time where everything costs more, that they can come in and get a deal, right? That they can come in and have a prefix menu price. And the thing that I talk about with restaurant, listen, I haven't had your crab cake. I'm full. Every time I ever went to Nacho's, I get
I'm sorry. Did you just say you've never had a Mama's crab cake?
I've never had a Mama's crab cake.
Okay. Well, that's going to change.
I'm really honest with you because every time I came in, I love the beans and I love the black beans and the rice because the rice always had some cilantro in it. It was a different kind of
rice.
But I would always get the chicken, the soft chicken taco because he did like a tinga that had a little spice. I always love the fresh lettuce and the tomatoes. I love the salsa. I'm addicted to the chips and the salsa. So I load up on that. So I would, and Rick's pick, the spinach bowl that you guys use, I don't know if you still do that. I know what it was called. It was called Rick's Pick Spinach Bowl. I would always get the spinach bowl. So that was my thing. And this is what I talked to Marshall about. And I've talked to every restaurant. We all are guilty of this. We have our favorite place and our favorite dish. And we go to our favorite place, we order our favorite dish, and maybe our wife or our kid orders something else, and we'll try something off their plate, maybe. But usually you get – I've been coming to Nacho's for 30 years, and I'm telling you, I don't know that I've gone 5 or 6 deep on your menu because the things I order, I always order. And that's – I'm guilty of that at every restaurant I go to. So Restaurant Week sort of offers a chance to, oh, get the creme brulee. I'll try the other salad I've never had, or I'll get an app that I haven't had. And I think that that's part of me getting a little older and experiencing my crab cake tour. It wasn't really about the crab cake. It was about the side dishes.
I love that. And Restaurant Week too, it also gives people an opportunity, like you're saying, you know, you'll go try a restaurant that you never would have tried before. You might go to a restaurant that wasn't really in your budget before because now it's more budget friendly and you can go have that experience that you wouldn't normally pay for out of pocket. You know, like your Rolling Stones analogy, you know, I'll pay $100, but I'm not going to pay $1,000. And so it also gives us a chance to get in front of people that, you know, we've never seen before. So we have an opportunity to, you know, have some new guests come in and turn them into long-term guests.
Or a guy like me that's been in your place 1,000 times and just had never had the crab cake, you know?
So yeah, exactly.
Jen Fidelli is here. She's with Nacho Mamas and Mamas on the Half Shell. You can find them at Towson, find them down at Canton. Find them certainly through the Restaurant Association of Maryland and Maryland Restaurant Week. Still going through the weekend here, may extend it out. We're going to get some more. We're going to be at Greenmount Station this week. It's all presented by the Maryland Lottery. Let yourself play. We're also going to be at Coco's with Mayor Brandon Scott on the 8th of October. That is 2 weeks from Friday. We're going to be there from 2 until 5, bringing some other folks together from the Lauraville community. We're going to get to know the Hampstead community this week. We were in Dundalk last week, and we were in Highland Town, high on a hill at the Chaucer 2 weeks ago with my lifer pal, Brian Eater. You can find all of that out at WNST in our podcast audio vault, as well as at BaltimorePositive.com. Jen, last thing on Nacho's and the two locations and all this other good stuff. Give me a little primer on getting this thing back open and running and even masks and laws and keeping kitchens together and all of that. Maybe a life lesson because Jackie gave me a real gift and I won't forget this. A year ago we had her on and we were talking about good things and bad things. It was emotional and scunny and like all of that. But she said that she was using this term and I took it and some people were offended by it, the gifts of COVID, you know, that all of this has been horrible. Every part of this has been horrible. But Jackie said the gifts of COVID have been finding friends, new things you do in your business, you know, doing things you wouldn't normally do, thinking about things a different way, all of that, that and the families come first and safety's come first for employees and all that. It's been a year out. Tell me how the business has changed And give me, I don't know, give me something upward looking, because I do feel like we have some optimism. I feel it when I'm out eating and when I'm out seeing people. I felt it all during August, all over the state, that people are out and saying, all right, this has sucked, and maybe I got to wear a mask, and maybe I got to get a booster shot or whatever. But we're resilient. We're tough. We're going to get through this. Oh, I noticed all three of your locations are still there.
Absolutely. All three are still standing, and we're going strong. It's really kind of taught us that, you know, the camaraderie matters. You know, like, we all have to really stand together, and we all have to work together, and we all, you know, two heads are better than one, three heads are better than two type of thing. And so it's just been a really good learning lesson and life lesson on, you know, how you treat your employees, who sticks with you, who wants to do a good job, who goes above and beyond. And that's a testament to Jackie and how she owns and leads her company. You know, we all work like crazy. It's long hours and late nights, but we're all appreciated, and we appreciate that. So just kind of the employee camaraderie has gotten us to where we are now, you know, being smart, being in front of the curve, and really working hard and working together.
You always get a hubcap waiting for me, right? At Nachos, right?
Oh, of course.
By the way, I insulted you because I have had to look at that. The Terps helmet looks beautiful. I just want to let you know. And the Terps are doing well. I'm wearing red. I'm wearing my Coons Ford red here today. So it's all good. Thank you for the time. And thanks for being a part of what we're doing at the Restaurant Association of Maryland and Maryland Restaurant Week. You can learn all the restaurants. It takes a little while. There's some pages you got to go through to get to the N's and the M's for the mamas and the nachos. But you can find it all at Maryland Restaurant Week. Jen Fedeli here from Nacho Mamas, a long, long sordid history. And I asked Jackie about this. She used to have an ad on the wall. And I always kid my friend, Cole Roofing, Bill Cole. It was an old 1960s program piece. It sat behind the main wall in Canton, and it was three guys in an alley, and it was a plumbing ad. And it was guys like peeing on the wall, and the ad said, "We take leaks seriously." And I always thought that, and in addition to all the Natty Bow and Bow Guy and all the not stolen, but lightly borrowed Memorial Stadium in Baltimore signage that I'm sure Scunny bought at an auction somewhere. I mean, we would never, that all of that stuff that's there. So I would hope that some of that stuff has made its way off of walls into some other place where I can find it again later. Because I think looking at the Velvet Elvises and the various walls, that's part of the Nachos experience that I love the most.
Yeah, absolutely. So we have up in our Towson location, we actually have the Scunsonian, as it's called. It's our private, it's our private party room in the back.
I've never been there.
It has a full bar, TVs, all the above, and it has some really cool, really, really, really cool memorabilia.
Hand selected?
Yes, hand selected. Yep, it's got some cool Scunny memorabilia, some cool Baltimore, the Colts, the Orioles, all kinds of stuff back there. So you definitely have to come in and check that out. It's a really really fun, lighthearted testament to Scunny.
I was looking through pictures a couple months ago, the 20th anniversary of the Ravens Super Bowl in Tampa. The Ravens were going to celebrate that later in the month. They've kind of, because of COVID, they can't bring the players in from all over the country. So I found that out last week. I'm a little bummed about that, but I was looking through my pictures. We threw a party at a place called Whiskey Joe's. It's still there. It's improved and new. It's on the Causeway in Tampa, right next to the Hyatt West Shore, where the Ravens celebrated. And we threw a party. Thousands of people showed up that day. But I found a picture of me and Scunny. And of course, Scunny was dressed like Elvis that day. So he is in the white Vegas, and he's doing the Elvis thing with me, but we're missing fingers. So I have a picture of me and Scunny on the Ravens Super Bowl day that I will personally, I don't know where the friggin' photo mat is anymore, but I'll figure it out and we'll get, you know, a nice little 11 by 17. And I want to make a free, is it tax-free contribution to the Scunsonium?
Sure.
All right. I just want to make sure that I do that. So, I have some lore that I want to add. Maybe my old Colts autographed helmet.
We would love that. We would absolutely love that.
Absolutely. Jen Fedeli here, Nacho Mamas and Mamas on the Half Shell. Make sure you're checking them out at Maryland Restaurant Week. And I hope to get out for the crab cake tour soon. All right.
Absolutely. Thanks, Master.
All right. Let's find them in Towson. Find them in Canton. Find them anywhere and find the restaurant near you, anywhere in the state of Maryland. Maryland Restaurant Week. Go out, support our friend, and tip like you mean it.
Click. please.
Tip like the service was gold, and it will be gold, I'm sure. We appreciate all of our restaurants for coming together, our friends at Costas, our friends at the Chaucer. We're up at Greenmount Station serving me crab cakes. If I told you how many places served me a crab cake back in August and the 11 pounds that I gained that I'm still trying to shed, all of that's coming out to Baltimore Positive as I recap the 30 days and 42 crab cakes that I had during the month of August. I am Nestor. We are WNSD, AM 1570. Towson, Baltimore. Go Ravens.
Woo.
She says with a Washington football helmet on.